Welcome back to the 2013 Georgetown Prep Invitational. It's part of the Pacers New Balance Cross Country Tour, brought to you by Pacers Running Stores and New Balance. It's Chris Farley from Pacers. I'm Cakes from the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're happy to be joined up on stage but by who I'm guessing has traveled the furthest come to Georgetown Prep. It's a St. Ignatius coach from the Chicago area, and he's joined by some of his seated varsity boys up on stage here. And what we thought was the coolest thing we heard about this story was a local alum that lives here in the Fairfax area from St. Ignatius. His name's Ray Mayer. He's right here in front of the stage. He actually footed two-thirds of the bill for the entire team to travel from Chicago to come participate in this event. So let's hear it from Mr. Mayer. Very nice of him to do that for his school. And they've acquitted themselves very well, because Coach Ernst was telling us up here, he's like, yeah, this is Dan Santino. He finished third in the seeded boys. And then he's pointing to five or six of the other guys saying he finished sixth, he finished eighth. So they've done a really good job here at the Georgetown Prep Invitational. Let's hear for them for making all this long trip here.
And we didn't unveil the results yet, but they are the seeded boys champs. So let's hear it for them.
All right.
So, Coach, congratulations. Did you guys have a feeling that this was going to be the results with all your kids here today?
Yeah, the entries on athletic.net had some times, and we run 3 miles in Illinois, not 5K, but we were approximating. We knew the course would be a lot different, and we run on a lot of flat courses in Illinois. So, but we had a feeling we'd be in the trophy hunt.
Yeah, I mean it's not like he's from around the corner. It's not like they're from Gaithersburg and they can come in and scout out the course. How did you guys figure out the course is going to be different? How did you get scouting reports here on what you would face at Georgetown Prep?
Of course, we prepared for a different course, but we've been watching YouTube videos.
Right.
We're getting maps and looking at results and watching the hills and all that stuff, yeah. But obviously, the course today was a little different than what we prepared for.
So what's your connection with Georgetown Prep?
We brought Mr. Mayer brought our track team out here last February to the Jesuit Prep Invitational, which we won against Fordham Prep and Xavier and Georgetown Prep and Gonzaga here in D.C. But he's really actually he's a track fan, but he's mostly a cross country fan. And he said he wanted us to come for a cross country race, so he called me in May and said, "I found you. They have another race." And this time we brought the girls.
Chris, maybe he could be an angel investor for Pacers Running Stores. He loves running almost as much as you do. Clearly.
Well, we could maybe talk about that later, but I did want to talk to some of the kids here. Talk about your any of you guys. So it's a long flight from Chicago. Did that factor in?
I didn't sleep very well last night. I went to bed at like 11 p.m. Not my smartest idea, but I was kind of tired in the race, but I still...
And you were what place?
I was 10th.
You were 10th place, so you were in the top 10. Anything else that you guys have done out here when you've been in the Washington, D.C. area?
Well, we watched a scary movie last night.
what movie got you guys hyped up?
What was it?
The Conjuring.
We watched The Conjuring.
All right, The Conjuring.
Room.
Okay, that's a good... I was thinking more it would have been Prefontaine or something like that, but...
Yeah, you want a running theme movie. Yeah, big surprise.
I don't think Prefontaine's that scary, but
after getting lost in Bethesda, they finally found the Georgetown Branch Trail.
We did.
There you go. Okay.
I mean, we've been exploring the DC area, and I don't know. It's been a lot of fun so far. So,
is this your first trip to DC, all you guys?
We've been here this past winter for the Georgetown Prep. Okay. Most of us. So.
For most of you guys.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys expect to, you know, have the great results that you did have today?
I think so.
Yeah.
Confident squad.
We were really confident coming into the race today. Like, back at home, we're, like, ranked one of the top teams in our state. So, we had some good confidence coming in today. And we just wanted to prove that we could do it.
Well, I think part of that must come from the head coach.
Absolutely.
Because we were talking to him before the races started, and he had an air of confidence about him. He said, we came all this way not just to show up. We came to do well. And look,
here they are.
Boys seated champions.
So are you – I know this is a New Balance event here, but are you guys looking to run as a team, you know, in in your state, obviously, and then beyond that as well, and maybe Nike Team Nationals?
Yeah, definitely Nike Team. We're going to look and do that, maybe even Foot Locker. So we definitely have other races in the future.
So you guys are one of those top schools who could compete there at the Nike Team Nationals.
We think so. We'll find out.
That's right. It's good. Well, Coach, we want to thank you for coming all this way. We appreciate you being here and supporting this great event. And thank Mr. Mayor for helping you guys get here. It's obviously a very special event for you guys. You guys are going to remember this for a long time. It's the St. Ignatius team from Chicago. They're doing a lot of good work here at the Georgetown Prep Invitational.
And thank you to Greg Dunstan and the Georgetown Prep.
Yep, thank you. Greg has done a great job. This has been the 2013 Georgetown Prep Invitational, part of the Pacers New Balance Cross Country Tour, brought to you by Pacers Running Store and New Balance. We're going to see boys unseated varsity finishing here soon, and we will be right back.
Thank you so much, Coach. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thanks.